this is Julia Malik, Claire Rock, and Nathan Goldwag reporting from the Brooklyn Heights Montessori School Library. And today we are going to discuss The Golden Compass and the new Golden Compass movie, which will be coming out on December 7th.
With our guest star, Nyasia Dewall.
Nyasia, how do you think this movie is going to turn out?
I'll answer for her. All right. Well, personally, I've never read The Golden Compass, but I can tell just from where I am that, I mean, the actors are incredible, especially Nicole Kidman. She's going to play this, whoever
it is. Mrs. Coulter.
Mrs. Coulter, excellently, I can tell. And personally, I cannot wait to see the movie.
What do you think, Nathan?
I'm very worried about this. The Golden Compass is one of the greatest books ever written. And it is very hard for a movie to capture that. I feel like it'll probably be a very good movie, but I think it'll lack the depth of the book.
Okay.
What do you think, Julia?
Well, I think that the actors were chosen very well, and Nicole Kidman definitely captures the personality of Mrs. Coulter. And the commercials definitely show the intensity of the book. And I think they're going to portray this pretty well. Okay, so now I'm going to read an excerpt from the book. And it focuses on these people called gobblers. One of the main problems of the book is this group of people called gobblers who steal other children. So this is one of the ladies who is a gobbler. Here's the excerpt. And he's being watched. A lady in a long yellow-red fox fur coat. A beautiful young lady whose dark hair falls shining delicately under the shadow of her fur-lined hood is standing in the doorway of the oratory, half a dozen steps above him. It might be that a service is finishing, for lights come from the doorway behind her. An organ is playing inside, and the lady is holding a jeweled breviary. Tony knows nothing of this, his face contentedly deep in the pie, his toes curled inward and his bare soles together. He sits and chews and swallows while his daemon becomes a mouse and grooms her whiskers. The young lady's daemon is moving out from beside the fox fur coat. He is in the form of a monkey, but no ordinary monkey. His fur is long and silky and of the most deep and lustrous gold. With sinuous movements, he inches down the steps towards the boy and sits a step above him.
Alright, so, very good reading. Can you tell us, just a little bit more about, like, what are the daemons?
Nathan?
A daemon is a person's soul that, instead of residing inside them, reflects outside them into the shape of an animal that, when they are young, can change shape, and when they are old, turns into one single animal that reflects their character.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do the gobblers, like, take children?
Okay, well, this is part basically deeply woven into the plot. It's pretty complicated, but basically, they're stealing the children to do experiments on them. So, if you see the movie, you'll probably find out.
So, the gobblers are, like, bad people.
Yes. Yeah, they're stealing people's kids.
Yeah.
Oh, well. really, last time I checked, that was good, but,
Perfectly okay.
Okay, so, I'm gonna bring up one really important question. It's about if, Philip Pullman, in his novel, is trying to say that religion is a bad thing and has bad outcomes. What do you think, Nathan, about this subject?
I think that he probably is not saying that religion is bad, but more saying that religions can be dangerous, that religion should not have power, that there should not be a theocracy, and that you have to be careful of religion.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, hold on. Claire? What is your
agree with Nathan.
Yeah, because, like, if you see in, like, our present day world how religion has caused all this, like, trouble and, like, how there's wars going on because of it, and, like, but, like, I think that I've never actually read The Golden Compass, but I think that it sounds like a really good book and I might actually read it, and I think that he has the right to, like, write it.
To express his feelings.
Exactly. And, like, he's not exactly saying that it's a bad thing. He's just, like...
Yeah, I think he's just trying to express the dangers of religion, but I don't think he's a positively anti-religious. I mean, he is an atheist, but still, I mean, he's just showing people what the dangers of religion are.
Opening up your minds.
Nathan, could you elaborate more on your opinion?
Well, the book seems pretty anti-religious when you first read it, especially when you look at its two sequels, The Subtle Knife and The Emperor's Spyglass. But as I was saying before, it's more like showing the dangers. You have to be very careful of religion, I think. Mm-hmm. Because though it can be a very good thing, if you let it get out of control, or if you let it take control, then you have a full-scale disaster on your hand.
Mm. Very
much
true.
Much like a natural disaster.
Well, like, Nathan's right about the dangers, because religion can turn from a belief to, like, a serious, like, obsession.
Okay, and just to mention, the book of the week is The Golden Compass, so drop by the library.
There is a copy. Along with its two sequels.
The Amber Spy...
Spyglass.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Nathan. So you can drop by the library and check in on these books.
Again, that's The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass. Thank you very much.
By Phil Pullman.
Thank you very much for listening. See you all later.
Bye.